Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here in the Lord's house. Just a quick verse from John chapter 21. We're working our way through this passage as our Lord is meeting post-resurrection with the disciples there on the Sea of Galilee. And last week we looked at the fact that the Lord told the disciples after they said that they had received none fish while they were out there in their boats. And he said, cast your nets on the other side. And they brought in a great number of fish. Verse 10 says, Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, and 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And I thought about this some time ago when I was reading through this passage of Scripture. 153. Isn't that kind of a random number of fish, 153? But when you compare it to zero, that's a large number, 153. Why does God give such details in His Word? Why would He include that in the writ of Scripture with all the great doctrines that are there? He gives us a record of a fishing trip and how many they caught. I think the aspect of that number being included helps us to understand that we serve a detail God, not a random God, not a hit and miss God, not a mediocre God, but a God that's extremely interested in His children, in their welfare. He told Peter, bring of the fish which you have caught. By the way, when they got to land, there was other fish already there because our Lord was fixing dinner. He'd already been fishing. He knew the fish were there. Now, how He got His fish? If He just said, let there be fish, wouldn't you like to have had that meal? Now, that would have been good. The point of this is our God cares about His children, even down to how many fish you catch in a net. That's how He cares for us. That kind of love is beyond measure. And we give Him praise and glory that He cared for these disciples. He wanted them to know that as He left, He was still going to take care of them. He was still going to provide for them. He would still give them their daily bread. And we're still to pray for it. May God help us to understand and to know the greatness of His power and of His love for us.